Uzbekistan opens a state-backed crypto mining zone with tax breaks. Uzbekistan has created a state-backed crypto mining zone with tax breaks for operators, according to a Cointelegraph report on April 22, 2026. The announcement frames the zone as an official industrial corridor rather than a tolerated gray area, putting the government directly behind hash rate as an export industry. The timing lands in a notably green market. Bitcoin is trading around $78,123, plus 1.9% in 24 hours, as of April 22, 2026, with the Crypto Fear and Greed Index at 61, greed, per CoinMarketCap's live snapshot. That backdrop matters because miner economics tracks spot BTC closely, and a multi-percent tailwind turns marginal sites into profitable ones. What the zone actually is. Cointelegraph's post describes the zone as state-backed, with tax breaks attached. The specific incentive stack, eligibility requirements, and geographic boundary were not disclosed in the announcement thread, so readers should treat granular claims about power tariffs or capacity ceilings with caution until the underlying decree surfaces. What is confirmed is that Uzbekistan's central government is the sponsor, which is a stronger signal than a regional pilot. State-backed framing matters for two reasons. First, it reduces regulatory uncertainty, which is the single biggest cost input for industrial miners after electricity. A site that could be shut down by a future minister is worth a fraction of a site authorized by national decree. Second, it signals that tax authority, energy regulators, and customs are expected to align, rather than working at cross purposes, the way they often do in emerging market mining jurisdictions. The Central Asia pattern. Uzbekistan is not acting in isolation. Kazakhstan became one of the largest mining hubs in the world after China's 2021 ban, then tightened power allocation as domestic grid stress climbed. Russia legalized commercial mining in 2024 and has since layered on registration requirements, and its largest bank is preparing to offer crypto trading to retail clients. Kyrgyzstan and Tajikistan have both courted small-scale operators using hydropower surpluses. The common thread is that Central Asia has consistently treated mining as an industrial policy question, not a moral one. Power that cannot be exported as electricity can be exported as Bitcoin, and governments with stranded capacity have a clear incentive to monetize it. Uzbekistan adding a formal zone with tax breaks is the next step on that curve, not a reversal of direction. That said, state-backed cuts both ways. The same government that can grant tax holidays can withdraw them, and miners operating under Soviet legacy legal systems have historically faced abrupt policy shifts when fiscal pressure rose. The real test for Uzbekistan's zone is whether the decree survives the first energy shortage or currency crisis. Why tax breaks are the lever, not just electricity. Power prices are the headline input, but tax treatment compounds over a site's life. A mining operation that pays 15% VAT on imported ASIC rigs, 20% corporate income tax on profits, and export duties on the resulting Bitcoin looks very different from one that pays zero on any of those lines. Even a modest exemption stack can move a site from 18-month payback to 9-month payback at current BTC prices. The second-order effect is capital attraction. Institutional miners underwriting multi-hundred megawatt deployments price jurisdictional risk into their discount rate. Tax clarity, even more than tax rates, drives whether those dollars show up. Uzbekistan offering a named, officially sanctioned zone gives underwriters a document to point at, which is often worth more than the percentage savings themselves. What the signal does not say yet. Several details will determine whether this becomes a meaningful hash rate destination or a headline that fades. Grid capacity commitment, renewable share, whether the tax breaks are time-limited, and how foreign currency earnings can be repatriated are all unresolved from the initial announcement. The Cointelegraph tweet references additional detail in its linked article that was not fully captured in the snippet. so the exact parameter set is worth watching over the next few days. It is also unclear whether the zone will accept retail or small-scale miners, or whether it is structured for industrial operators only. That distinction changes the addressable market from a few dozen firms to potentially thousands of smaller participants.